Now, it might surprise you after 4 years of war in Iraq, but the U.S. Army says it is meeting its recruiting goals. The Army is also meeting goals for retention, keeping veteran soldiers in the ranks. So let's talk about how that's happening. There's the patriotism, of course, and then there's also the money. And then there's that steady increase in soldiers whose last contact with the government was somewhere in the criminal justice system. Here's NPR defense correspondent Guy Raz.
You've probably been hearing a lot about a broken army, under strain from repeated deployments to Iraq. So, for example, the average combat infantry soldier, a trigger puller for lack of a better term, has now served at least two deployments there. So the question is, why would someone want to join the army now? Or better yet, why would someone in the army now want to stay?
People who join the army want more than Nintendo and parties and making money.
This is Lieutenant Colonel Brian Hilferty, an Army personnel spokesman. Here's his take on why the Army's been so successful at keeping soldiers and attracting new ones.
I think the Army is good guys doing good things for a good reason, and your high reenlistment rates prove that.
The Army's also taken a page out of Madison Avenue to the tune of $50 million just on advertising last year alone.
They're strong, and then there's Army strong. It is not just the strength to obey, but the strength to command.
But that's just one part of the strategy. Here's the Army's Brian Hilferty again.
Soldiers are making pretty good money.
Does it sound surprising? Well, last year alone, the Army spent more than $1 billion on enlistment bonuses, money to entice young men and women to join and current soldiers to stay on. Signing bonuses that can reach up to $40,000. And since 2003, the Pentagon's raised salaries six times. Here's Curtis Gilroy. He's the Pentagon's director of personnel policy.
So bonuses play a large role. And, you know, we really have to compensate these individuals for the hardships of military duty, specifically for serving in a combat zone where there are particular challenges.
People don't join the military to get wealthy.
This is Chris Hellman of the Center for Arms Control and Nonproliferation. He points out that even with the bonuses and pay raises, anyone who wants to make money goes into the civilian world. So how is it that in the midst of record low unemployment, where it's relatively easy to find a job, the Army's still meeting its recruiting and retention goals? Well, if you agree with retired Army General Barry McCaffrey,
these are totally phony numbers.
Not false, but misleading, he says, because the Army set artificially low goals. Anything higher, the Army wouldn't be able to meet those goals. And then there's the issue of quality, the quality of the new recruits, that is.
The ones we are bringing in, probably 10% of them shouldn't be in uniform.
I'll explain what he means in a moment, but for the moment, a few more of General McCaffrey's pet peeves.
We've accepted double the number of non-high school graduates.
And?
We're taking first-term enlisted soldiers into the Army at age 42.
Now, a few years ago, more than 90% of all new Army recruits had high school diplomas. Today, it's about 80%. The number of new recruits with criminal backgrounds has skyrocketed. And when it comes to the Army's entrance exam, well, there's been a pretty significant decline in those scores. All of this is closely being watched by MIT researcher Cindy Williams.
Basically, what the Army's doing is it's making a trade-off between quality and quantity, opting to get the numbers that it needs, partly so that it can show progress and show that it's meeting its numbers, but dropping off in quality.
Now, the Army argues these figures are a passing blip. But researchers like Chris Hellman from the Center for Arms Control see a trend, and a trend that doesn't portend well for the future.
One of the things that makes the military, the U.S. military, the dominant military in the world is the quality of our personnel. You cannot operate a 21st century high-tech military with high school dropouts. It's simply not going to work.
Now, if you ask Army officials whether the war has made it harder to recruit, they'll tell you no. But the Pentagon is quietly looking at one alarming trend. The number of African Americans joining the military has dropped by almost half since the start of the Iraq War. It's a trend that tracks pretty closely with the overall attitude towards the war among African Americans. And that's a story we'll be pursuing in the coming days. Guy Raz, NPR News, Washington.
Mm-hmm.